Hello everybody, bonjour tout le monde. So I heard there's many French speakers also. I was just wondering if there are many people who can talk a little bit in French? Again. Yeah, okay. So we are closer to Quebec now. So I am Tim and Tim Simon and my wife Katrina and my a little daughter, my daughter Emily, just 4 months. And we went in Canada to visit Katrina's family. Her father is from Regina, Saskatchewan. So we arrived 1 month earlier in Regina. And so we went in Alberta, and after we came back to Manitoba and Ontario until now. So we can see that we are closer to Quebec and we meet more French speaker. But I will speak in English. I will try my best. And yeah, if you want more, if you want to ask me some questions at the end, it's possible. It's also possible in French. I don't know if you can see my PowerPoint. But yeah, maybe you are wondering why I'm here. And so I met a few months ago a Canadian worker. His name is Ron Hampton. And so he's one of the guy who introduced me to your church. And I am so happy to be here. Because I can see the big church of Christ, bigger than the local church I go every week, and I'm so encouraged to see different churches in Canada and see different ways of worshiping God and praying, and we are part of the same church or the same body. We sang Christ the Cornerstone, and it's very true, and I'm so happy to sing with you, and it's like a little taste of the paradise with all nations to worship God. And I can say that my life was truly blessed through Canadian workers. Firstly by my father-in-law, who was my pastor, and he asked me, why don't you go in Geneva and study the Bible during 1 year? And I thought, yeah, it's a good idea. I will go. And after this year, God convinced me to continue to train, to learn the Bible. And I went in an internship in a town called Aix-en-Provence. You can just say Aix, but it's in a region called Provence. It's a beautiful region in the south of France. And here, my mentor was a Canadian worker. His name is Brad Dixon, Brad and Catherine Dixon. Maybe you heard about them. And so he was my mentor during 2 years, but he's still my mentor. And regularly, often, we can just call and pray together. And he can ask me some questions. And yeah, I can also ask him some help when I'm facing big challenges in my faith. So I can say that Canadian workers blessed my life, and I'm so thankful for God, to God. So who are we? We are a young couple involved in a student ministry called The Feu in Aix-en-Provence. So we are, maybe you can guess where we are, because France is just 20 times smaller than Canada, so it would be easier for you to guess. But we are in southeast of France, so in a region called Provence. Oh, weird. And so our city center is in Italian style. We are close to Italy. I'll let you try something. So it's a medium-sized city, 400,000 people. I don't know what size is Sudbury. It's a big city. Okay, okay, great. And we have also in Aix-en-Provence 40,000 students. So when our church was planted in 2015, the two planters were thinking we need to do something with students. We need to reach them with the gospel. And so in 2015 was also founded The Feu. So The Feu, it means fire in French, but it's an acronym. It's a Christian organization, and the goal is to share the gospel to students and also to be at the service of the different church in Aix-en-Provence. And our tool is premises close to campus. You know, in France, the university, they don't want Christian on the campus because it's a laical country, so laical university. And it's an expensive city, but God provides so much with the building, with so many donations from around the world, and we could see God's answer to our prayers. So we have premises close to campus, and we will organize many things. So I say the FEU is an acronym for Foyer Évangélique Universitaire. So F means fireplace, home. It's a welcoming place where students can feel at home. Oh, okay. That was Nicolas. Thank you. So it's a welcoming place where students can feel at home. Oh, okay. And maybe we can go back. What's a screenshot? Oh. So evangelical, our vision, disciples, making disciples through the sharing of the gospel. And we want to invest Christian students on this mission to do to make disciples. Universitaire, so there's 40,000 students we want to reach through various activities and through student testimonies on campus. So we have main activities, two main evenings. The first one on Wednesday evening, it's called French Connection. So we want to eat together. It's a part important in French culture to eat together, to just talk around the table. And we'll speak in French, and we will correct the French of the international student. There's like 10,000 students, 10,000 international students in Aix. So we have big opportunities to share the gospel. And we will also share a little bit of French culture, and also we'll share Bible verse, and for example, about forgiveness, and we will have small talks about, for you, what is forgiveness, and do you think you have to forgive every time? And after this, we can teach them about some Bible verses. We have here big opportunities because most of the students are non-Christian, and they want just to discover the French culture, but a lot of them are curious about the Christian faith. We have a lot of Asian students, mostly from China, and some of them never heard about God, so it's just free to share the gospel with them. We have also Feed Evening. It's mostly for French speakers, and we will also eat together with a low price for students, and we will also teach and bring some spiritual food for them. I will study some books of the Bible, and we will also answer to questions like, if God exists, why there is so much suffering in the world? Or is Jesus the only truth? And we want this evening to be open to every student. They can feel free to ask every question they want. We have also a coffee shop during all days, except the weekend. And it's just a place to show them the love of Christ, the way we just serve them. We can sell them coffee, crepes, but with a low price. Our goal is not to gain a lot of money, but just to welcome them in our place. And the first month, they will be a little suspicious. The French student, for example, maybe we think it's kind of a cult. But after a while, they will see how they truly love us. So we can trust them, and they will start to ask questions or maybe come at evening. So it takes time to reach French students. You know, it's a country where there is only 1% of evangelical Christian, and we'll say there is 35 Catholic Christian, but it's decreasing very fast, and only 5% of them are practicing their beliefs. And last year, in 2022, there were 51% of French who don't believe in God anymore. So you can see, it's France is now a mission land, and we need prayers to share the gospel in this nation. We want also to encourage Christian students through prayer breakfast. Sorry, we will eat together and pray, and we want also to pray for our non-Christian friends. And last year, I was so encouraged by a Christian student who gave many names for whom we prayed, and. I saw a Christian student be witness on campus, and I was so joyful about that. And it's not really like an activity, but we want to make disciples, and we want to, for example, read Bible one by one, and after reading Bible, just simply pray together and apply this on our lives. And eventually, after a while, I will say to the student, one day you will have to do the same with another student, another young Christian student, or maybe a non-Christian student, and maybe you will have to present the Bible, the gospel. And I will be there for background if you have questions. I will be there to pray for you. So a few photos to give you a better idea. Time. Thank you. You do a great job. So visit around X. So we bring students in every touristic area to just see, for example, the Mediterranean Sea. And it's an opportunity to have more informal talk about God, about our faith. And the annual garage sale in September, it's a big moment to make the thing known. And so often we have students who just discover the feu through the garage sale, and they will discover the coffee shop, they will stay. And after they will heard, there's main evenings where they can come. And so we had some students who heard about the gospel through that way. So we are weekends away, French Connection. So it's some photos, so it's just fast. I don't need to comment some things. So to our casual, to our regular evening, we are only between 20 and 30, but it's a good number to just have simple talks and in small groups. But we have bigger events sometimes, just to make the known. For example, Thanksgiving, and we had like 70 people or 50, between 50 and 70 people. So it's a lot of people, and we can't talk to everybody. So after this, we prefer small groups to talk to everyone. Christmas evening, open mic. Christmas evening, open mic night. So many events to make the phenomenon and to reach more students. Au coin du feu, it's of a picture of us and when I had more hair. And so if you don't know the French food, there's a crepe. And we do with nougat also and cappuccino. So maybe if one day you come in Aix-en-Provence, feel free to come, and you are most welcome. You're really, really welcome in our place. I want just to talk about our vision. We read on the Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Paul is writing to Timothy, and he said, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." And firstly, I want to notice, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. My service, our service, must depend on Jesus' grace. It's basic, but for example, in student ministry, we can have a good year with a lot of student and many some conversion, some born again Christian, and other years without any fruit, visible fruits. And I want my service to be founded on the cornerstone, and my service must depend on Jesus' grace and not on my own strength. Because we will know suffering, we will know persecution when we will share the gospel. Maybe not a huge persecution. I think in Canada, in France, we can share peacefully the gospel. But maybe in the future, it will be not possible. But we will know spiritual fights when we will share the gospel. And if our service depends only on our abilities and strength, we'll be so tired very quickly. Paul previously said to Timothy, sorry, I move fast. "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began." So when I am facing big challenges in my ministry, I just remember it's not because of my work, about my strength, about what God sees good in me, but it's about the holy calling upon my life. And it's about Christ who saved me. He gave his own body, his blood was shed for me. So Christ is the cornerstone of my service, and he must be the cornerstone of every service on the church. But I want also to point out some key idea about a generation of disciples. what you have heard from me, and trust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So it's Paul talking to Timothy, and he said, Timothy, you have to entrust faithful men, so a third generation, who will be able to teach others also. So we can see here four generations of disciples. But we can notice in the church history, from Jesus to now, 2,000 years of church history, 2,000 years of disciple making disciples. And every generation, our generation, we need to stand up and to take our responsibility and make disciples. It's not like a complex things to do. We want just to teach the Bible, to teach the basic of the Christian faith. But the principle here is not addition, but multiplication. It's not only some guy in the church who is very spiritual, and the others just sit down and just see what the guy is doing. No, it's everybody's concern to make disciples. And so if in my student ministry I just take care about non-Christian students, it's good, but I will just make addition. So I won't take time to non-Christian students, but I want also to take care about Christian students. I want to equip them. I want to invest my time on them. I want them to stand up and take their responsibility to making disciples. I have these principles named 4 P's for pioneer, parent, partner, participant. And at the beginning, a non-Christian student, I will just share the gospel and I will be like a pioneer in his life. I was just plant some seeds on his life. And eventually he became Christian, born again. What a joy. But I will be like a parent. I will teach him the basic of the Christian faith. And I want him to read the Bible, to grow, to take time to grow. But after, sometimes I want him to grow and not stay at the level of a child in the Word of God, but I want him to grow, to eat more strong food. I don't know how to say that. I'm like a big brother. I will take care of him, but I want to become with him a partner. I want him to stand up, and maybe I will be apart, and I will let him speak, or whatever God give him a gift. I want him to explore the gift that God gave to him. And so I want to just give some backups and feedbacks about his service, for example. And at the end, I want just to become a participant. It means I can just sit down and just hear what he's saying or what he's doing with the gift that God gave to him. Because I want him to depend on Christ and not on me. Sometimes when we teach the Bible or we have a service on the church, some people are saying, oh, what you're doing is very great, and I need more of what you are saying. And no, I want them to know more about what Christ is saying, what God is saying on the Word of God. I want them to be dependent on Christ and not on me. But I have also to be an example. We have to be an example for the young generation in our speech, our conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. We can read in 1 Timothy. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. So maybe this year you can have somebody in your mind. You can invest in his life, in her life. You can take care of someone, a young Christian. Maybe you can just take time to read the Bible, to just pray simply. Maybe there's two people. You can do this year, and you can be a blessing for his life. I don't know, but yeah, we need this multiplication of disciples, and a multiplication of disciples will lead to a multiplication of leader and a multiplication of churches. And we want the kingdom of God to grow in our countries. So to God to be the glory. And so I am the only one at full time for the student ministry, but I want to equip volunteers and Christian students. One of my job is to teach the Bible and to also take time to make disciples. I think the student ministry is so important because it's a time during human life where students are open to think about different faith, and they're open to hear something new. They will just leave their parents, and it will be before they begin their career. And this particular time in university, or they can meet God, their Savior. I don't know if you have many students in this city, but I just spoke to a student here. So I know there's students here, and I hope that they can be reached by the gospel in this city, and I pray for it. So coming soon for our ministry, we want to expand our outside seating area. You know, in South France, it could be very hot right now, and in many months, from maybe, I don't know, March to October, it could be very hot, and we need shades on the terrace to welcome more students. How can you help? You can keep updated. We have a newsletter every 2 months. We have also an Instagram account. We have a contact card at the end, if you want, I can give you. But as I said, we need prayers in our ministry to reach the student in a country where most of the young generation is not very interested about the gospel. We need prayers in this spiritual fight. And I want also, at the end, pray for you in French. So we need, every year, we need more volunteers to serve at the coffee shop and to different activities. And if you feel called to help us out financially, please come and speak with us. But I hope that what I've shared to you will encourage you, as I am encouraged to meet other Christians from other countries around the world. As I said, it's a little taste of the future paradise we will see. And I want just to say thank you for welcoming us and to having heard me. Sorry for my English, I was a little tired. We drove from Sault Ste. Marie today. But we can have a little time for questions. And at the end, I will pray in French. Yeah?
Tim, how did you get saved? What is your testimony?
So I was born in a Christian family. And So I followed my parents in church, but I really don't believe in God truly in my heart. And so I did a lot of soccer, football. For me, it's a true football. So I played a lot of football, and I wanted to become professional. And I went in a Christian camp named Faith and Sport. And so every day during 2 weeks, we played a lot of football, and we had also Bible studies. And during the Bible studies, I heard about some stories. For example, a player in Colombia who scores a goal in his own goal for an important match, an important game. And 3 days after, he was killed by a Colombian supporter. And I was really shocked, and I was thinking, wow, the sports, football, can't fill my life. I need something more. I need God to fulfill my heart. So at the end of this camp, I just became a Christian, born again. And since this moment, I played football to give glory to God on the field. And I prayed for my adversary and all the people on the field. And, and after,
What is the reception for native people from, or people from France, students from France?
Yeah.
How receptive are they to the gospel? Is there a lot of opposition or, I want to say apathy, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I would say my parents' generation were very tough, tough in discussion with arguments and with like science argument. And but the young generation is more like, oh, if you believe in God, if you are feeling good with it, it's okay for you. But I don't need God in my life. I'm just okay with my life. So they are not truly against Christian faith. But they are not very interesting until the moment maybe they will face big moment in their life, big waves. But I will say also, if we speak about the bad news, that everybody is sinner and need to repent and need God's grace, they will say maybe, oh, it's, I think it's lack of tolerance. So they will like when we speak about love, when we will speak about justice, and forgiveness, repentance. No, it will be hard for them to hear about that. Yeah.
I have a question. Roughly, how many students do you interact with in a semester or a year? Roughly, how many students do you get to?
Yeah.
Oh,
share coffee and crepes will be maybe, I don't know, hundreds or thousands. But in evenings, it will be less, like, I never count, maybe 100 or 200, I don't know, different students. And most of the time, for example, for international students, they stayed only 6 months or 1 year. So we are just on this step of just planting seeds, and we pray that in their country back home, they will meet another Christians. So, yeah.
Well, I know the Gideons in Canada are a lot different than the Gideons in Europe. So do you use evangelical resources such as the Gideon scripture or other?
So there is a Gideon's ministry next. They will share a lot of New Testament. I think it would be complete each other ministry. But I would say French don't like to be rich by unknown people. So I've seen some people receive a New Testament and be very upset about that. And just after that, they were showing Gideon's New Testament. And we were a few meters beside it, and we were sharing free coffee and just making the phone on and maybe have some discussion about the gospel, but it was a different way to reach people. And so it's stuff we have to adapt in every context. For example, we have another feu in Marseille, and Marseille is a bigger city with most Muslim student, Muslim student, and so they will do a different ministry, same goal but a different activities, different way to reach people. They will do door to door, door to door, and Muslim student will accept them on their room. But if you do that with a French student, he will call the security. So we have to adapt, and a French need to be welcomed around the table to be less suspicious.
Very important question.
Yeah.
How do you end up married to a comedian?
So Katrina grew up in France, actually. Like I said, his father was a Canadian missionary, and he planted a church in France. So when I was 14 years old, I went in this church, and after I met my wife.
How many different schools are there? Like you said, 40,000 students.
Yeah. So there will be a main university, and the main university is more like 80,000 students, but it's between Marseille and Aix, because it's two cities close. But there will be a lot of different private schools, but type of studies like history, languages, psychology, political science, philosophy. Yeah. And we will also have a lot of new school for 3D animation, video games, for example. Okay. If there is no other question, but thank you for the questions. I appreciate that. And I want just to pray for you. I don't know what are your challenges in this city, but I'm happy that there's witnesses here. And we are part of the same body. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Père, je te remercie pour cette église à Sudbury. Je te prie vraiment de les bénir. Merci pour les différentes générations que je vois devant moi. C'est tellement encourageant. Merci pour le travail de l'Évangile. Merci pour les responsables ici. Merci pour cet enseignement qui s'est fait à travers les différentes générations. Je te prie que ça puisse continuer, que la nouvelle génération puisse prendre le relais des autres générations. Je te prie que cette église puisse grandir en maturité, puisse grandir en connaissance de ta parole et grandir en intimité avec toi, surtout, Seigneur. Qu'elle puisse toujours être émerveillée de ton évangile. Je te prie qu'elle puisse être réellement unie par un même esprit, par un même Seigneur, un même baptême, et que vraiment, lorsqu'on rentre dans cette communauté, on puisse se sentir accueilli, qu'on puisse sentir l'amour qu'il y a les uns pour les autres. Et je te prie que les non-chrétiens qui viennent puissent se sentir aimés et accueillis ici. Et je te prie que cette église puisse être une lumière pour ce quartier et pour cette ville. Je te prie de bénir leurs projets, pour évangéliser leurs projets en tout genre, pour les jeunes, pour les camps de jeunesse. Je te prie de bénir les enseignants des enfants. Je te prie de bénir les musiciens. Mon Dieu, équipe cette église de plein de dons différents pour ta gloire, Seigneur, et pour la construction de ton église ici à Sudbury. Et je te prie aussi de pourvoir leurs besoins financièrement ou matériellement. Je ne sais pas ce dont ils ont besoin, mais Seigneur, veuille les bénir et qu'ils puissent être une bénédiction pour les autres chrétiens également autour d'eux. On a un même Seigneur, une même foi, et Seigneur, je te rends gloire pour ce plan, cette église que tu construis qui est merveilleuse. Merci de tous ces frères et sœurs qu'on a partout dans le monde. On a hâte de ton retour, Seigneur. Gloire à toi, Seigneur. Amen.